Hypnotism. The Complete Beginner's Guide to Genuine Hypnosis. Discover the secret hypnotic techniques and language patterns to hypnotize and persuade anyone. Gerard Toliver. Chapter 1. What is hypnosis? What does it mean to be hypnotized? What is hypnosis? Hypnosis is focus. Focus, which puts you in a trance. Generally, hypnosis and trance mean the same thing. You go into hypnosis many times a day. All you need to do to enter a trance is to put your focus on something. That's why many hypnotists induct their clients by having them stare at a ceiling, the most common induction I personally use, because it captures their focus. Daydreaming, brainstorming, texting, calling, having a conversation, even emotions can count as trances. Why? Because they capture your focus. So, hypnosis is a focused trance which can make positive changes or affect behavior. It's sort of like opening the door to your subconscious. A light trance might let you just stick your hand in, a moderate trance might let you peek your head in, and a deep enough trance will let you walk into the room. The programming for many behaviors is held in the subconscious mind, so in many cases, hypnosis is at least partially necessary for someone to resolve a problem. But why does hypnosis open the door to the subconscious? Why does it have this effect? The reason is actually very simple. It has to do with our brain waves. There are three brain waves associated with hypnosis. And by brain wave, I'm talking about the speed at which your brain fires information. Hypnotic trances, unless you're doing an instant induction, which I will get into later, use focus and relaxation to slow down your brainwaves to the alpha brainwave or lower. That is why hypnosis has the ability to open the door to the subconscious. Your subconscious becomes more and more open to suggestion, depending on how low of a brainwave your brain is operating. I want to clarify, you do not always need to be relaxed to be hypnotized. And honestly, if you are a hypnotist worth your salt, you are going to be able to adapt the induction to suit your client's personality. More on this later. Most hypnosis occurs at the alpha brainwave, but there are two below that, theta, then delta. This is why hypnosis opens the door to your subconscious. It's a trance which lowers your brainwave deep enough to access and make changes to the subconscious. The hypnosis brainwave is the key to accessing more ability out of your subconscious or making changes to your habits and behaviors. The change in brainwave is the key to accessing your mind's potential. This might sound really technical, but really hypnosis feels amazing. When you come out of hypnosis, it can feel like you just had the world's best power nap. Also, the more you do hypnosis, whether self-hypnosis or hypnosis by someone else, the more easy it is to go deeper the next time. And let's clear this out of the way. No one can hypnotize you to do anything you don't want to do. You are always in control during every session. Hypnosis is a trance which grants someone access to their subconscious mind. But what is the subconscious mind? The subconscious mind is the part of our mind that is automatic and below the surface. In a computer, there is both hardware and software. The software tells the hardware how to work. Imagine a computer with all its pieces, but no code to tell it how to function. You would power it on, but nothing would show up on the screen. If there are no programs, then the computer doesn't know how to use its parts. Your body has hardware, your brain and body,